Thank you so much for asking me to share a Dvar Torah on the famous Abba. On my birthright trips, I often ask the participants a question. I learned this from Rav Noach Weinberg Zal. I ask if their parents would be willing to trade them for $10 million. Usually I get a very quick response of no way. When I ask them why not, they eventually realize that love is more valuable than money, and that their parents will quite often spend money on their kids and go without themselves because to a parent, what is best for their child always comes first. Even more than that, I ask them if there's anyone in this world who slightly annoys them. And when they have kids, if their kid ends up with those same annoying character traits, will they still love them? And I ask them, how can they guarantee that? And they always answer, because they are part of me. One time when my kids were small, I came home from shul to a big surprise. You see, we moved many times in our first 10 years of marriage, and each time we moved, I took along two unopened packs of Topps baseball cards from 1967, the year I was born. So when I came home from Shacharis, and there was one of my sons sitting in my study, chewing a very old piece of Pazuco gum from 1967, I couldn't believe it was still chewable, I picked him up and told him not to play in Abba's study. I looked at the cards, no one very good, gave him a kiss and put him down. Then I went to work. When I got to work, I had a voicemail from my wife, and she was totally amazed that I didn't kill my son. When I thought about it, I was amazed too. Why didn't I? And I realized that when I looked at his smile that said, I'm playing with Abba's toys, I'm just like my Abba, I was overcome with love, and everything else went out of my mind. In this week's Parsha, there's a repetition of something taught previously, where it says Hashem proclaimed by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. Bezalel was the general contractor of the entire project relating to the construction of the Mishkan, oversaw all of the artistic creation and the rigorous compliance with the specifications spelled out in the portions of Truman Tetzaveh. The Torah emphasized Bezalel's genealogy by tracing it back three generations. Rashi quotes the Medrash that explains the reason for including Hur, Bezalel's grandfather, in this lineage. The Medrash explains that Hur became a martyr while protesting the desire of the Jewish people to build a golden calf when Moshe was apparently delayed in descending from Har Sinai after 40 days' absence. The Medrash says that the Almighty swore to Hur that he would be paid back for his devotion and promises, and that his descendants would be prominent leaders of the community. It's true that Bezalel made a name for himself. Bezalel, the great artisan, is well known. But what about his father, Uri? No one seems to have heard anything about Hur's son, Uri, who was Bezalel's father. What happened to Hashem's promise that Hur's descendants would be special people regarding Hur's own son, Uri? Maybe Uri was not so special. Or maybe Uri was actually a very special father who stayed out of the limelight and concentrated on what was most important to him, helping his son be the very best that he could be. Where do I see evidence of the greatness of Uri as a father? Well, from the mitos demonstrated by his son Bezalel. The Yalkut Shmoni on this week's Parsha contains the following teaching. During the building of the Mishkan, two tribes had a partnership, the tribe of Yehuda, as represented by Bezalel, and the tribe of Dan, as represented by Oliav ben Ahisamach. Why did they need two tribes for this project? In truth, Hashem didn't need anyone to build a Mishkan. It would have been sufficient to provide just one tribe. Bezalel could have done the job alone. With his talents given to him by Hashem, he didn't need a partner. Nonetheless, the Medrash emphasizes that the Mishkan had to be built by two tribes. Rav Chaim Zaitchik Zal writes that the Medrash allows us to better understand the previously cited Gemara that labeled Bezalel as a Parnas Tov, a good leader. There are many people who are interested in getting involved in communal work as long as they will have the spotlight to themselves. They're in it so that when the job gets done, they'll be able to say, look what I've done. But if you ask them to be a co-chairman, to share the job and the responsibilities, and as such to share the limelight and the glory, they say, under those circumstances, I'm not interested. What kind of parent would they make? The Almighty is looking for people who work lishma. He wants people who are interested in the efforts for the sake of heaven, not for the sake of an ego trip. And the true test of a person's motive is whether he will tolerate a partner. Therefore, the first test that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Bezalel to see whether he was the man for the job was to assign him a co-chairman. Rav Yisachar Frand explains that Hashem wanted to see how he worked with someone who is not even from the prestigious tribe of Yehuda, but from the lowly tribe of Dan. In accepting this partner, Bezalel showed us just how well he was raised. He learned from his father's example the value of sharing the credit with someone else. This is an obvious proof of Uri's being an awesome father by being able to not only understand this lesson himself, but teach it to his son, Betzalel. But the final proof of Uri's success in raising Betzalel was that Betzalel followed in his father's and grandfather's footsteps. Not every child will be a Betzalel, but every child can learn good midos and emulate our Shem Tov by learning from their parents. There is an interesting medrash on the pasuk. See, Hashem has called him by name Betzalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. The medrash references the pasuk in Kehelas, that a good name is better than good oil. The medrash elaborates that the scent of a good oil may precede the oil by a mile or two at most, even if the oil has a very powerful aroma. However, a good name can precede a person even across continents. Let us all raise our kids to be the best they can be, and realize that if we sacrifice for their needs and teach them the proper midos, we will be repaid by what a parent wants most, to see our children do their best in life, to follow in our footsteps and living a life that spreads Hashem's goodness throughout the world and passing on the Torah values to our future generations. Have an awesome Shabbos.